Log Talk Radio.
Watch how you rollin', all these pretty women and the cops patrolling. You be locked and loaded, hanging with them felons and the jealous ones knowin'. Don't let the hate control ya, or let another tell you they can make it for ya. Stop thinking local, homicide happen all across the globe. That Glock ain't been used since Todd got knocked. You gotta put in more work to fire that shot. Guns don't show off, rams and so far. Camps to blow horn. Hating, but my lamp a blow charge. Fancy four ball moves. I want them hit, I tell you, Justina. But if I'm saucy and I'm slow on my bossy, Justina. We from the hood, no playing games. No saying names, so either you neutral or it's that you claim. And we all about that dirty money. So if you clean, then stick to the whistle and pass that jersey to me. I'm doing magic. Ain't no worthy with me. I'm a ball hog. Only thing I'm passing out is birds and busy. Try to steal or get you jump shot. Bunch of men with heavy metal. Pump rock. Besides that, I got Chucky with me. Not the dog, but he do the same job. You get the fucking with me.
How you rollin'? All these pretty women and the cops patrolling. You be locked and loaded. Hanging with the felons and the jealous ones knowin'. Don't let the hate control ya, or let another tell you they can make it for ya. Stop thinking local, homicides happen all across the globe.
Tito thought he was a coke killer,
yeah.
Gorilla, mo sipper, ho gets up.
Look at him,
to that headshot, wipe him out.
Black.
In front of wifey child, those who saw it said look like he drowned.
Yeah.
Niggas ballin' but ain't getting digit.
Nah.
Why play the wizard, see me walking, I'm just breaking pivot. Why trust the trust if it's loyalty?
Why?
Cause the lawyer fees, the niggas who know you want your royalty.
Right.
I let them see it, but I check them out.
Check them.
So no X amount, that's real live blood money I'm spending now.
Get it.
Shit got hot up at the hall rent. I guess a worker tried to pull the move, he thought his boss can.
Nah.
Now we lacing up his mountain gear, dropping fountain tears, yelling,
C.O.,
get me out of here. I knew the rules since growing up. You going up, that gun in that pack says you old enough.
Watch how you rollin', all these pretty women and the cops patrolling. You be locked and loaded, hanging with the felons and the jealous ones knowin'. Don't let the hate control ya, or let another tell you they can make it for ya. Stop thinking local, homicides happen all across the globe.
Who don't believe that ladies kill?
Who?
Get crazy Bill, come with moves like Navy SEAL. Get you popped about 80 pills.
Murder.
Make a deadly meal, then use the same pot to heat the baby meal.
Wicked.
Well, I say they will.
Yeah.
Cause I know a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, they coming over.
Yeah.
But they ain't come to fuck.
Nah.
Fifth looch, I want this melon rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, she cute, but she'll blow his roof while taking belly shots. Blaming on the alcohol. Should've quit, cause even a sip, but get your mouth involved.
Murder.
Nothing new inside the corporate world.
Nah.
It's still girl, get off a boy, and boy, get off a girl. Should I ravel it a street light?
Yeah.
Hold a heat tight, that's how you move, then you should think twice.
Think
besides
twice.
That, a nigga cope aesthetic.
Yeah.
With this loaded weapon, wanna be me? Then here goes the message.
Watch how you rollin', all these pretty women and the cops patrolling. You be locked and loaded, hanging with the felons and the jealous ones knowing. Don't let the hate control ya, or let another tell you they can make it for ya. Stop thinking local, homicides happen all across the globe.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. It's Lush Radio Online, man, giving you what you want, what you need, man. And you already know what it is, man. Definitely we want to thank our sponsors, OhanaShop.com, Diverse Media Group, LLC, Capital Customs. You already know what it is. Shout out to our Lush Radio Girls International and E2K Magazine and Diverse Media Group, LLC, man. We live in the building. Tonight's show is going to be on and popping, you know, tonight. We're going to have your man, Drawzilla, man. He's a producer doing his 1-2, and also the sound man that's doing his thing with Get Your Buzz Up that is held in NYC. He done worked with Percept Michelle and many others, man. It's going to be crazy tonight, so watch for that whole situation. And we also going to have B-More's Finest, the one, the only, your boy, Mully Man, live in the building, man. And, you know, Mully Man done this stuff with Freeway. You know what I'm saying? He done did stuff with Beanie Siegel. I mean, your man done a lot of stuff with all the big name cats worldwide, man. And he's definitely the voice of B-More, and he goes hard. You know what I mean? So shout out to Mully Man. He's going to be live in the building, you know what I mean, in a few. And we're also going to have several other cats live in the building with us, you know, people that always show us love, which is our wonderful fans that always log on and listen to Lush Radio Online. And, you know, we're always here for the people, man. We're going to be giving y'all some good music tonight, and we're going to be having some hot interviews. And tomorrow, watch out, man. Shout out to Papa Wu. Papa Wu will be live with us tomorrow on the show, rocking with us. So you already know what it is, man. Lush Radio Online, man, giving you what you want, what you need, man. And, you know, Nigeria, I was watching earlier, man. Nigeria, you know, if y'all watching the World Cup, man, you know, it's hosted in South Africa this year and everything. But I know most of our foreigners watch it. You know, some Americans watch it, but I know it's a big thing for foreigners. You know, go Nigeria. They made that first score, but, you know, I think they really needed some prayers because I don't know, man. You know, after this game, if they lose, I wasn't able to see the rest, but if they lose, you know, they basically out because they lost their first game. But even still, I'm a diehard Nigerian fan. So shout out Niger, green, white, green. What's up, boo? Hey, we in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. Like I said, we're going to have your boy Mully Man in the building on the Lush Radio Online show. And also, we got your boy, you know, B. Palmer. You know, he's our artist spotlight of the month, you know. So definitely shout out to him. He's doing his 1-2. So, you know, we got to play his song on the top of the hour. So we employ everybody to follow The Real B. Palmer on, you know, Twitter. Make sure you follow him and definitely support what he got going on. So, yeah, that's what it is. Lush Radio Online. So we're going to go into a joint with him featuring Louis Mills on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? Shout out. And it's cameras, lights, you know, flashing lights, you know what I'm saying, hosted by DJ Ames of the UK. Make sure you support that and download that. Go to www.lushradioonline.com, hit on the blogs and hit download. So we're going to this song and we'll be right back.
Wait a minute. You ready?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute, girl.
I see the sexy thing looking ground. Talking like she real when I know she won't.
No, you won't, girl.
Whisper in my ear that she can take me on a long ride. Till she grab me like, come on and dance. And then she start to drop it low. Booty bouncing up and down like, ow, ow, ow. Her girlfriend call her, let him know. She proceed to let me know. Then she holler out, let's go.
Let's go.
With them panties on, and then she start to drop it low. Booty bouncing up and down like, ow, ow, ow. Her girlfriend call her, let her know. She proceed to let me know.
Whoa, wait a minute, stop.
Let's go.
Let's go,
cause I got what you need tonight.
She's looking good with that t-shirt and her panties on.
Love me long time.
spell. You wanna play a little cat and mouse? No need for me to figure out what I gotta do to get you back to my house. Yeah, baby, you know, so real. What is this, deal or no deal? I get you high like you wanna expel. Cloud nine, this is how the fresh fail. I'm not bragging, I know that I can get it cracking. Are you down for some action? Cause I could beat it up and have you call me Joe Jackson. And this shit go, jumping off on the first, don't make you up unless you do it to every Joe you know. So if you ready, come on and
let's go.
So we back in the building, you know what I'm saying? This is what we do all day. Shout out to the whole DMV, and also shout out to my boy, Easy Street. That's my big brother and mentor, you know, for them independent artists. He said he actually passed out a couple of their, you know, CDs and stuff to a couple of big people in the BET area, you know, industry for, you know, at the BET Awards. And shout out to everybody that went to the BET Awards. It's definitely an experience. And, shout out to DJ Chubby Chubb out there at High 97 Boston. Definitely shout out to him. He's always doing his 1-2. Definitely support what he got going on. Artists, we got the whole promotional special, $50. You get your feature mixtape on the show, top of the hour, end of the hour for the whole entire month. It goes down. You get the interview and all that, $50. You know, basically you sponsor the show. So definitely it's going down, Lush Radio Online, man. We definitely doing some serious things. Tomorrow, Papa Wu will be live on the show tomorrow. So tonight we're going to have the boy, Mully Man, your man done did stuff with Freeway, Beanie Siegel, everybody that there is. I mean, Baltimore loves him. The world loves him. He does his 1-2. So shout out to the whole BMO area, the DMV area, man. He is the voice of BMO for real, honestly. And we also have Drawzilla live in the building with us. He's also going to be on the show. He's a producer. He done work with Prashant Michelle, LL, you know, many other artists and stuff. So he's going to be live on the line with us. And, you know, tonight, like I said, we're going to have your boy Mully Man in the building, and he goes hard. I remember that joint. I go harder than Baltimore. Your man was getting it in. But he's going to be live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online. Let's go to the phone lines and see what's going on. Call up from the 443. Do we got Mully Man in the, on the line with us?
You do. It's me.
What
right
up
here
with you, Mully?
Everything good,
what's
man. What's
up?
Everything's great.
Ain't nothing
everything's
much.
Great.
Man, it's an honor to have you on the honor to have you on the show today.
Thank you.
You know,
thank you. I appreciate
show you
some I love. Appreciate you.
Molly. Before we get into it, Molly, do you wanna go ahead and send any shout outs or anything like that, Molly?
Oh man, I'll be here all day doing shout outs. Shout out to, you know what I mean, to everybody, all my Molly maniacs and Molly maniacs out there just holding down that Molly Mania movement. And that's pretty much it. That basically includes everybody.
Definitely, man. And I know I ain't supposed to be saying this because I know I'm not a Sigma, but Blue Fire.
You crazy.
Oh, man.
Wow.
But you know what? It's, you know, Mully is a remarkable person. The first time I encountered Mully was actually in college. He went to UMES with me and stuff like that, and he was definitely doing his thing. you know.
Yeah.
And you know, he's definitely since then he's been taking over Baltimore, the you know, the internet, you know, the streets and the streets definitely love him. What, you know, inspired you to get into, you know, the music business? And I know you were into it in college, but, you know, what made you say, yo, I'm going to go extra hard with it?
It's, you know, basically when it's your passion, it's almost like you don't really make the choice. You either accept what's in you or you don't. Like, I think a lot of people just, like, they have a passion and they just choose not to go 1,000% at it. Like they'll settle for something else that's not really what they really want to do in life. And I just was one of those people that chose to go at it. Like I love music. I come from a musical family and I love the rhyme. I love hip hop. And I just, you know, that was it. That was the motivation to do it.
That's what it is, and you come from a musical family. Also, your sister Nikki, she's also an MC too, and she's a monster also. I had a chance to witness her perform and stuff. Do you sometimes do tracks with her and stuff like that?
Yeah, we got tracks together. You know, my sister, like, yeah, she's crazy. We got tracks together. We've got a lot of music together. My pops, he sings. You know, other family members sing. My grandfather was a, you know, jazz pianist. So it's just like the music is, you know, it's in our family and everybody expresses it one way or another. And, yeah, so, yeah, me and my sister, we do things all the time.
That's what it is. You either was going to be a rapper or a musician playing some kind of instrument, or you was going to be a singer, so you decided to be a rapper.
Yeah, it's crazy because, you know, it's like a joke. A lot of times, like, I try to sing some of my hooks, and I do all right with them, but that's like a joke, you know, amongst the team. They be like, yo, this dude secretly want to be a singer or something. But, no, nah, it's just in my blood. Like, I actually can write, you know, come up with melodies. I'm no singer by no stretch of the imagination. I'm definitely an MC, and I do produce as well. But I can, you know, I can hold a note good enough to, like, get a hook off or something like that, though. So.
Okay, that's what it is. And another thing, you know, growing up in Baltimore, you know, a lot of people seen Baltimore from The Wire, but you know, from experience growing up and being born and raised from Baltimore, how hard is it coming out of Baltimore and breaking as an independent artist?
It's very hard because anytime you do something that's never been done before, it's hard. You know, like the hardest thing about doing anything is like it's starting or being the first because people don't really know how to deal with it or, you know what I mean? It's been no blueprint laid on how to do it, so you kind of got to create that way of doing it. And I've been fortunate enough to be motivated by the fact that I know that this is my calling, so I'm, you know what I mean? I'm always motivated even without having, like, someone from Baltimore City ever, you know, being a nationally sure enough recognize MC yet out of, you know, even though I'm nationally recognized, it's still like levels I'm trying to get to, you know what I mean? So, but I didn't have someone that could show me before me that, you know, this is how you do it being from here. And it's definitely very hard. It's a challenge because no one's ever done it before. And plus from the conditions I come from, you know, I'm from the hood. I'm from West Baltimore, Bentlow and Riggs Avenue. You know what I mean? You watch The Wire, that times a thousand, you know, because at the end of the day, those actors get to go home. When people die in real life, they don't get to go home. Or when those type of situations come about, you know, it's not as entertaining. It's a little more real. And, you know, like that's part of my motivation, though. All the homies that I done lost, all my homies that's locked up. All my, you know, all my people that's rooting for me that know what I come with, the struggle that I come from and what I represent, which is, you know, I epitomize that struggle. And I love being a voice of a place that really never had a voice in this area. So, once you break through that door, then the next person I have somebody to look at to have a blueprint and then add on top of it and take it to the next level.
Definitely. And Baltimore is definitely the home of a lot of great people. You know, we have one of the power players with the power couple, Will Smith and Jada. Jada is originally from there, from Baltimore. Yes. Monique from the Monique Show was from there. Also, Tupac actually went to performing arts school out there in Baltimore, also with Jada. And you also have Boss Man and Keys that we have prior from the show. You have a lot of great people coming from the show. And I think also Popra that was on I Want to Work for Diddy that we had on the show is also from there. So you got a lot of great people coming out from the B-More area. But, you know, you are actually, you know, nationally known. But, you know, and I really think as you as an artist, you actually still give back to your community in Baltimore. Even though a lot of these people have come from Baltimore, I really don't see coming back to do things for Baltimore. So I really think, to me, honestly, you might be that heart of Baltimore because a lot of people come to you and look up to you for actually setting a standard when it came to the B-More area. And don't forget to say Snoop from The Wire also.
Definitely. You know, and, you know, like I can't say like specifically like what everybody else does, you know what I mean? Because I'm sure everyone probably has. I know people have different things, different ways that they give back, and may have different schedules. But I know, you know, on my part, I make it a point to, you know, to represent where I'm from as well as representing the DMV because we only 30 minutes up the road from each other, and just keeping that in mind when doing anything. And, you know what I mean, showing that love to the world, using the world I get from the love I get from the world to give back to where I'm from.
Definitely. And, I mean, you're definitely doing your thing. I mean, your actions speak louder than your words. I see you always supporting everybody's event. You going hard. You're doing shows here and there. And you perform with a lot of big people. You want to name some of those people you work with, that mainstream artists?
I can. I guess to name a few. I did. You know, I performed with Ludacris, T-Pain, Freeway. That's, you know, Bleak. I've recorded. I had a song on my on Mully Mania with the Clips. A song with Maino. I mean, it's just a rack of people. I just did a song with Sean Paul that's on my CD that's coming out in the next couple of weeks. And that's a crazy record that's doing good out of the States. And, it's just, I mean, a rack. It's a rack of more people, too, but that's just the name of food.
Definitely, man. And, I mean, you definitely doing your thing. And, you know, My email seems like it's ready to, you know, get some fire sent to it. So I'm just waiting for somebody to slide me in some fire. I know it's going to be coming in a second.
Yeah. I got – it's crazy because, I'm going to have somebody send it over there to you so you can, you know what I mean, so y'all can play some. I got to, you know what I mean, like I was sitting here actually trying to look at my phone and get the email and send it, you know, send it to somebody at the same time. But – you know, I'm a.
But you're a multitasker, Mully. But I know you're gonna send me that because I'm gonna play it through the week anyway. Because I gotta support my DMV artists, and definitely, you know what I'm saying, I definitely love what you do. You know what I mean? And but you know, you still gonna give me, you know, a hot little joint real quick. You know, you gonna give me a Lush Radio exclusive real quick. And you know, next time, you know, you give me an intro for the show. You know. You had time.
I got you. You know I got you. I got you, man.
So I mean, a lot of people know you as this wonderful performer. You know, very high energy. You know, always smiling because I always see a smile on your face. You know. And, you know, even if you was going through stuff, you would never, because you always keep a smile on your face. Very strong, you know, young man and very intelligent. You know, what are some things that you want the world to know about Mully that they might not know?
I would say to get those answers, get this next CD.
Okay,
you know,
that's what it is.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, it's like, you know, my CDs are like a, you know, it's like a book. Like when I put out a CD, it's like I'm putting out a book where, you know, I bring you into my world a little more. Like, you know, every time I drop a CD, you know, whatever I'm going through, like I use my personal experiences to make my music. So all you got to do is get that Harder Than Baltimore CD, and basically you'll get to know me more. And, you know, I always, you know, tell people, like, to hear one song is one thing, because you just get a part of a person, but to get the full book of a person, you know, just look at their collective body of works and you get a better idea of who they are. And I just encourage everyone to go out. It'll be in Best Buys and stores everywhere in the next couple of weeks.
Definitely. Make sure that you guys support Molly, man. And Molly, since we're on here, because we definitely are strong social media marketers on Lush Radio Online, and we definitely stay on the up and up. Put out that Twitter and that Facebook for the people so they can definitely follow you and support you and stay updated with everything you got going on. Put that information out there for the people.
Oh, yeah. I definitely need everybody out there to follow me at Twitter / Molly Man. And my name is spelled MULLYMAN. And the Facebook is Facebook / Major League Unlimited. Just like Major League Baseball Unlimited. So, and that's the Twitter and the Facebook. And as well as my website is MullyMan.com. And that has everything, all my information on.
Somebody in the chat room asked me, you know, where did you get the name Molly Man from?
It's kind of wild because I actually got that from you and me, yes. But my last name is Malzraw. And, you know, a couple people started joking, you know, joking with the last name. And a few people just started calling me Molly, Lil Molly. And then I came up with an acronym for it, you know what I mean? And almost made it like my... the acronym is Master of Unorthodox Lyrics Leading You. And, you know, you at first it was like, you know what I mean, someone give you a name, you really ain't, you know, you ain't really trying to, taking it
you
too serious.
To...
Yeah, but then it sticks. After a while it sticks, and it's like, you know, I call myself Molly Man. It's like my superhero MC alter ego side of myself. It's like when I step on that stage, I just go into Molly Man. You know what I mean? And that's how I was stuck. That actually started at UMES doing those talent shows.
Definitely, man. But you know, a lot of people are just used to calling you Molly Man, and it fits you. I mean, cause you branded that name. That's the brand right now, Molly Man.
Yeah.
And you got a serious squad behind you. Tell us about your whole team, and cause you're under an independent record label right now.
Yeah, I'm under my own label. Me and my partner KC, and as well as my other, it's four of us that own Major League Unlimited. It's me, my man KC, DJ Boo Man, and my man Umber. And that's an independent label based out of Baltimore. Boo Man and Umber also produce. Boo Man produced the Harder Than Baltimore record, the She Hurtin' Them record that was on. Features on MTV, you might have seen that on MTV Jams, and the recent song I have on there that's on there right now is Home to Stay. That's the song I'm going to be emailing you soon as I guess when I get off the phone, off this interview.
Okay.
And Umber, he's produced stuff for, like, we've done stuff for the Wire soundtrack. He produced the record that I just did with Sean Paul for my CD, the joint that I did with Boss Man, so... Yeah, you know, and then we got my sister's on my label. She signed, you know, to my label, and Lady D, she does neo soul and jazz and hip hop.
Oh, for real? So when you gonna sign me?
You could. we got to talk about the specifics. We got to see what's popping.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You know how
we got to talk. You know.
So
anything
that
happened, though.
Time.
Yeah, we talk about that offline. That, you know, sit down, do lunch, you know. Work out the
I'll be in B-more soon. I'm going to come check you and stuff, man. I had a pleasure seeing him at the second annual well, was it fourth annual? I can't remember. They got so many freaking DMV awards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had the honor to see him again at the DMV Awards and stuff like that. This is the one thing I wanted to ask you. You know, even though, you know, they call it the DMV, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, right? Even though Baltimore is Maryland, but, you know, when you get the whole Prince George's County, Maryland, you know, versus, D.C., it's like almost like a separation of the two sometimes. Even though they try to do but it's almost like Baltimore is on its own other type of map. But I feel like it's more unity kind of to me in the Baltimore area than it most like the D.C. / Prince George's County area. It's almost to me it's a separation. But, I mean, how do you feel about the situation when it comes to Baltimore versus, the whole, like, D.C. area? How do you feel about that?
I don't even look at it like it's versus. Like, I look at it like we want you. Like, some people from Baltimore don't feel like they're part of the DMV. I personally feel a part of, very much a part of it, because it's like, I mean, I guess you either a part, you either involved or you're not involved. So I just believe people making moves with people that's right up the street from them. I don't look at it like, you know what I'm saying? It's people that I can't make moves with in Baltimore. And I'm sure that in D.C. it might be some people that I can't make moves with. But there's some people I can make moves with in Baltimore, and there's people in D.C. I can make moves with, as well as VA and the rest of Maryland. And as far as the DMV, I think everybody that's within this area that have the same understanding on, you know, what the movement should be, how we can get this money is on the same track. So I don't look at it as a versus. I don't look at it separate. I believe at the end of the day, we are part of, you either part of, hip hop in your area or you're not. I'm a represent be more till I die, but at the same time, like a DC artist would represent DC till he die. But it's really more strength in the collaborated unity of the whole area, because if a business person is looking to give you like national distribution, what makes more sense? A person that just has love and be more? Or a person who has love and be more D.C., Maryland, and V.A. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't look at it as a versus thing, because it's like you shooting yourself short of good business by doing that. It doesn't make any sense. It's like you shooting your, it's like you killing your own business by looking at it yourself separate from, you know, the South is just the South when they do stuff. They still can be Atlanta, Houston, but whatever the South is on, they own it, and that's how they make money.
Even with the South, when I've been out there to ATL, and even if they beefing, it don't matter. Them cats will be right there at their music videos, and they don't care.
They'll support other Southern rappers. So it'll be like, you'll be like the South. You know what I mean? People say the South, it's looked at more as the South than it is. They'll say Southern music. They won't just say ATL music or Houston music. They'll say Southern music. Because once they branded it in a way where it made the most business sense for it. And that's the best way. That's exactly what I think, you know, people from here are beginning to do, artists from here are beginning to do. We get smart enough to know that our little neighborhoods or just branding ourselves just while one small region isn't enough to make business sense in the world.
That's the truth. You never lied about that one, you know. Yeah. And you know, you touched on the point, because you know, I'm not saying in general of my point of view, but what I'm saying is from experience, from you know, watching and analyzing the movement in the DMV area. You know, is why I made that statement to see, you know, what's your standpoint on it? Because I feel as you feel that basically if most of the people that are movers and shakers are on the same mindset and goal-wise, I really feel like there's, you know, I mean, I don't really think you can categorize the ones that aren't really doing too much, because most of them feel like as if they're not really a part of it, because most of them are, excuse my language, kind of narrow-minded, because all they want to do is stay in their block. They want
right.
that neighborhood fame, you know?
Yeah,
they don't want to experience.
Yeah, if you have an exclusive attitude towards doing things, you're going to sell yourself short every time. You got to develop an inclusive mind state on doing things. You got to approach things inclusively, because the more people involved, the bigger the party, the more money gets made. You see what I'm saying?
Definitely.
You got to look at it like that. You either going to be, you're going to deal with a few people, or you're going to try to deal with a lot of people, you know? The more people you have, you know, when they say strength in numbers, that's because that's true. The more people you have a part of your movement, the stronger your movement is. So you can deal with small numbers, you can deal with big numbers. Thinking exclusively is thinking small numbers. You trying to represent for your block, or you just trying to only hold down a small sector, you know, and that doesn't make you... Once you get into an inclusive mind state, it's more or less like, all right, I'm a part of hip hop as a whole, but as this region goes, let's make some understanding. Let's make this region, whatever the untapped region is from here, represent that. You know, and we just did a song called DMV Dream Team, where it featured where it was four MCs from DC, four MCs from Baltimore. It's me, Boss Man, Smash, Scott Akbar, Garetti, White Folks, King and Slim, and it's one more person on there that I'm leaving. And Don Juan, DC Don Juan. So, and that's just one step towards doing stuff like that. And you know, some people had something to say, you know, about the record, which is funny because, you know what I mean, it's like people always have something to say after you do something. But I say, if anything, be motivated to do another record and keep doing it. Like, just keep building.
Definitely.
You know, it's been many records I haven't been on, and I had nothing to say about it. I just keep making moves.
But I did see you in the video for Quicksilver joint on where they do that at. I definitely seen you in that joint. I seen your cameo up in there.
Yeah, you know, I was up in there, you know, a quick video. Everybody was in there, man. There was a lot of people. I couldn't even name all the people from D.C., Baltimore, probably outside of that, too. Everybody was up in that video. So you see these moves are being made, you know what I mean? You know, DJ Gemini, he working on, you know, putting out his next CD. My CD is out. Boo Man, he doing the club thing. Still representing the more club sound, but doing the, you know, representing the DMV as well. I mean, on the hip hop tip. So, you know what I mean? Unbelievable, the track for that DMV Dream Team joint.
Yeah, I really think that a lot of the main people that are the key players
mm-hmm.
in the DMV, or even some people are making, you know, putting forth the effort to try to pull the unity together to keep that unity of the DMV. The DMV, the whole movement was created to, you know, show a sense of unity versus dividing it, you know. And it's funny because, you know, cats outside of the DMV, because I'm really from New York, but I've been in the DMV for a while. So, like,
right.
you know, cats that's outside of the DMV, they're like, yo, you going to the motor vehicle?
right, right. That's what... No. You gotta break that down for him.
I said, deep down in Virginia, man. That stuff be crazy.
Yeah, and you know, it's like the energy's here. It's like be active, like you know, like you know, Wale. He's getting that national look right now. Tabby, he does his thing. And a lot of times, like, in Baltimore, I guess the more popular MCs is me, Boss Man, and, you know, Smash, like, you know, coming up, have got his club singles. Maybe some people know some of the other artists as well. But a lot of times, the crazy thing is, like, you'll have artists sit there and talk about, it's like they'll be sitting there and they'll break down what's wrong with the people that have, like, a, you know, have certain amount of success. They'll sit there and tell you what's wrong. But the mentality should be really, like, on anybody. I can learn from them. I just look at what another person does and says, damn, well, obviously there's something right in what they do. And if you feel like you better, do that to the next level and then add to the cause. You know, now you all getting money. We all playing our position. You know, the movement is even stronger. And, like, that's how we got to do it. Like, look at the next person, and instead of saying what's wrong with what they doing or how you think they shouldn't have made it and it should be something else, it's like, nah, sit there and say, you know what, damn, that you're doing this, I'm motivated. That lets me know that I can do it. I'm even more motivated now. Even if you think you better, or, you know, a lot of rappers always talking about what they think, but never do nothing. And I say, step up and do something. Like, shut up and do something. You know? Like, what are you talking? Like, yo, you say, well, you know, do us both a favor, because I don't want to hear what you're talking about for real. Like, I don't believe what you say. I believe what you show me, because I believe I can show you better than you can tell, better than I can tell you, and I believe you can show me better than you can tell me. So let's spend less time talking and more time making actual moves, and then you really saying something.
Definitely, definitely. And, you know, I honestly feel that the DMV itself should have been the next ATL, actually, or major music state, you know, when it came to music, actually, because, you know, but, you know, I think slowly but surely it will be the next state to be that major music central for the people and stuff, with help from, you know, other major players. And, you know, and I'm also working on something to try to basically, you know, set the tone, because, you know, like you said, enough talking, you know, let's be about it. Stop talking about it, be about it. Walk the walk.
A movement is a movement when people just start walking. Like, if we just started walking up the street right now, and the more people that just started walking, like, we would be on the news, like, in a week if every day people just kept, you know, we built up thousands of people and just walked in one direction. You feel me? They wouldn't even have to specifically know what we was walking for.
Mm-hmm.
But if we just got up and just got active for no reason at all, it would make national headlines. So it's like, I mean, like, just get up and do something. Like, just stop, get up and start walking. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, stop
talking.
Yeah, just get up and start walking. At least do something. Because, you know, a lot of people would rather sit there and just kind of, like, talk about how they think it should be, what they think is wrong, how they don't get an opportunity. But I'm going to keep it real. Like, this game is built off of what you do. So even if things ain't fair, because everybody, even the people that you think is shining and had it easy, like, nobody has it easy. Nothing worth it in life is easy. Don't nothing come easy. That's very, very rarely that a person just gets it laid out to them and didn't have to work for nothing. That's not reality. Like, success doesn't come like that. Only thing happens like that is maybe, like, fly-by-night success where it lasts for 2 days and you're gone.
Definitely.
You know, like, other than that, to sustain success, it comes with hard work. And really, even if you could be the wackest artist in the world, but find your niche, work hard, and sustaining that, because you'll find that group of people that loves you, and then they'll convince other people to love you. You know what I mean? So really, at the end of the day, you know, you're going to have to shut up and put up and work hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If anybody, you know, anybody listening out there right now feeling like somebody else got something that they got, man, just shut up, put up, work hard, you know? Be about it. Stop talking about it.
Make sure that you you know, you definitely check out Mully Man. If you're live right now, you're listening to Mully Man, the voice of the mobile worldwide national wide distribution, doing this 1-2. Your man is a artist, producer, and so much many more. Somebody asked me in the chat room, calling right now 347-826-7722. Molly, somebody asked me in the chat room, what are some of the community service events or any little things that you're doing to give back to the community?
Oh, yeah. Man, I've done summer camps, you know what I'm saying? I've done spook down at the, at the jails, you know what I mean, the baby bookings. I'm actually working with the Drew Hill Community Center right now. I have a song where I'm involving them in it, where I'm doing a benefit concert for, they working with kids from 16 to 19. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, things like that, you know, like, we're going to do the benefit concert. We're going to include that in the video. And it's going to be a song that the community can, you know what I mean? Can feel good about, you know what I mean? It's a song called Life Is What You Make It. It features Nick Styles, Lady D, produced by Boo Man. And those are the type of things. Those are just a few of the things that we do to give back to the community.
Definitely. And I got a public service announcement since we are talking about organizations. Guys, I need you guys to log on to www.destinyparkerfoundation.org, www.destinyparkerfoundation.org. Before on a show, we had Mr. and Mrs. Parker, the child Destiny died of the H1N1 virus, and they started their foundation. They're located in the Baltimore area, and they're trying to help, you know, more people get educated on the H1N1 vaccine and the whole virus, and also to help children that might have been denied of certain things in life or, you know, head towards their goals and their dreams. So definitely shout out to the Parker family, and make sure you log on to www.destinyparkerfoundation.org. If you want to be a part of it, just log on and contact them. Thank you so much. And back to Money Man. I'm just really proud of you, Molly, just seeing your growth and watching you grow and doing your thing. And I just want you to continue to be successful. Can you tell us about the new things that we need to look for, new videos, new projects, tour dates, or anything like that, new shows? Give us that information.
Yeah, the video that's on MTV Jams, MTV, well, it's not on just MTV Jams, MTV, VH1, everything right now is a song called Home to Stay, produced by Boo Man, directed by Guy Grinch out of Bowman out of Baltimore, and that's the joint that's, you know, I mean, you can check it on YouTube and MTVmusic.com and everything, you know, as well. You don't have to wait to see it on MTV, but that's the video that's out right now. The album is Harder Than Baltimore. That'll be out in the next few weeks in stores everywhere. It'll be on iTunes, next few weeks. We didn't make a specific date for it. We kind of wanted to virally just get out there, but I know for sure you should be able to get that July 4th or July 5th on iTunes. And Harder Than Baltimore CD, the DMV Dream Team video should be out there in the next few weeks. That All About My Guap video should be following that. Then the Life Is What You Make It video is the one that I said I'm doing, you know, with the involvement of the community center, should follow that. So those four videos and that Harder Than Baltimore album, like, that's pretty much where we got going right now, those, you know. So, and of course, more videos will follow before the year's out. But right now, those four are the ones to look out for. And Harder Than Baltimore CD, just be looking out for that. You know, it's just gonna appear like a thief in the night and just, you know what I'm saying, just be there. You know, one day you're just going to be in the store, it's just going to be there. I just need y'all to grab that. It's a crazy CD. If you're familiar with my first CD, Mully Mania, that I had put out in, you know, a few years back, this is my my first CD since then. Everything else has kind of been like a mixtape or, you know, I've been on other different major projects, but not my solo CD. And this CD, I really stepped it up a lot. Try to show my growth, my maturity, my versatility, and everything. And it's a crazy, a phenomenal CD.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely seeing you grow. I'm definitely seeing you go hard. You know, that go harder than Baltimore, man. I mean, you've done a lot, you know, in a short period of time. that most people will blink they out and wouldn't even conceive of, you know, like myself. Yeah. You know, but you've done a lot though. You know, you've done a lot. So I mean, I had to put you on the level of myself, but you know, you came before me. So you know, I gotta say that you are a big inspiration to me, Molly, because I've seen you go so hard, and you know, being an independent, like I mean, you're touching the majors. You're getting your videos on MTV Jams. Most of these artists can't even get that. I mean, you're getting distribution. Like, I mean, you set the standard. Even some of the people that even main and known, you know, you set the standard as an independent artist.
Speaking of that, I want to shout out Tabby, because you know he shot my first two videos, and actually, that first video he shot for me was my first video on MTV. That was the Harder Than Baltimore video.
Wow.
So DCQ shot the Harder Than Baltimore video, and that was my first time on MTV. Real rap. So when people say people are reaching out when I seen that he not only rap and that he, you know, was doing this thing with, you know, videography thing as well, and I seen his work, and that, he was pumping out those videos, and MTV was loving his videos. I reached out to him, and I would tell anybody, like, that's in D.C., you close to him, like, man, like, reach out to him. Like, you know, Tabby right there, he definitely has more videos on MTV than anybody from this area. And I would say my man, you know, the dude Grinch from Baltimore, that's the guy who's done the last two videos for me. He's, you know, he's very good as well. If you're in the area, like, I mean, like, they phenomenal videographers, you know.
That's what it is. Yeah, make sure y'all definitely support Tabby. You know, he's a fellow African, you know, so I'm kind of biased to that, too. Well, shout out to Tabby. Put you on the stand, you know.
Yeah, Tabby, Six Black, all of them.
Shout out to Tabby for doing this. And one thing that I do credit Tabby about is that he's one artist, even though he made it on a major level, he comes back and supports independent artist events. He comes back and supports people. So that's one thing that I really commend him about, you know.
Yeah, real humble dude.
Definitely, shout out to him. Shout out to all those guys that are out there in the DMV, you know. What's your most remarkable thing for you? What was like the highlight of your artist career?
I have like a couple for real. One of my highlights was I got Blender Magazine came down here to do a story on me, right?
Uh-huh.
But I didn't really fully understand what the story was about. But they had went to Atlanta to talk to T.I., they had went to Houston to talk to Bun B, went to Miami to talk to Pitbull, and they came to Baltimore to talk to me. So when I realized that that's how the story, you know, like that was the segment of my story, like that was like crazy to me, like the how they looked at me. And while they were down here, we went to this event that KRS-One was at. And I ended up, he asked, was it any freestylers, you know, in the building and anybody that could rap. And I ended up getting on stage and I got to rock with KRS-One live. Like, and he told me I was dope. That was crazy. Like, I just was staring at him like, yo, this is crazy. Like, I'm sitting here like Blender Magazine. Like, this is crazy. Like, a national magazine, they down here talking to me is the face of Baltimore, and KRS-One is telling me I'm dope. And he signed my autograph, my Mully Mania CD for live on stage. It was crazy.
Where you got that at? You got it laminated? You got it in a case somewhere? Where you put it at?
No, he had me sign my CD for him.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because it was crazy because I had my CD with me. And they were really for the, you know, the magazine people, the Blender. And when I went on stage, when I got on stage, I was like, I gave it to him. I was like, man, I just want you to have this, you know, before, you know, I spit some on him, and then, you know, he had me up there rocking with him. Like, that was crazy. And just another crazy moment, I think, is the first time I saw my video on MTV. Like, that's like, you know, the first time you hear yourself on the radio, you know, you go crazy. But to really...
Did you scream?
I ain't scream. I think I was speechless. I did the opposite of scream. I got extra quiet. Like, I was just stunned, like, in a state of shock. Like, oh, this is crazy. Cause, and I could say I was really in shock when I seen the video, like, when Michael Jackson died. I'm out in L.A. and for the, you know, the BET thing, for the awards and everything. And he dies the first, like, the first day they play all Michael Jackson. But the first day they started playing other stuff, they played Michael, they played that DOA video was out, the Death of Auto-Tune by Jay-Z. They played Death of Auto-Tune, played my video harder than Baltimore, than played a Michael Jackson video. And that just left me speechless.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, the programmer, how much he think of me to put me in that format like that? Like, so it's stuff like that, like, you know, while you going along the way, like, when people... You know when you know what I'm saying. Even when you're in your quest to make it to keep going to that next level, things happen along the way that do encourage you if you work hard. And those are like two of the things right there.
Yeah, definitely, man. Like I said, I'm proud of you, and I just wish you nothing but success. And I want you to keep doing what you're doing. And I know a lot of people definitely support you nationally, worldwide. And I know that you're gonna be that. That it factor. I mean, I think you might already feel it, but like, I mean, I know you still want to get to a certain level. What would be successful for you? What would be absolute success for you, Molly?
Well, I feel successful because I'm a very appreciative person. So the fact that I'm the face, you know, of a place that it's something has never really happened for, and that when I go other places, people recognize me for that. I feel like it's successful. Mm-hmm. Now, am I close to finish? No. Like, I'm going, if, you know what I mean, if the sky's the limit, we ignoring the sky. Like, it ain't no limit. Like, you want to do whatever as much as you have in you to do, and I don't even know if, you know, it's a saying, tell God your plans and watch him laugh. Like, if I tried to sit here and tell you, even if I could think of the greatest achievement I could think of, I don't even know if that would be, if we could even limit it to that. Because I could get there and might have more in me to do more. But I just want to keep representing for my city, make as much money as possible, touch as many people as possible, win as many awards as possible, and whatever it, you know, whatever's in my, you know, my calling and in my past to do, for that to play out at the greatest level, and, you know, me to give all that I have in doing that, you know what I'm saying? But I know, I feel like I'm appreciative for everything that's happened thus far, and I'm looking forward towards the future, like, feeling like, man, it's just going to get even crazier.
Wow.
You know, like, I don't even,
Like I said, I wish you nothing but success. Somebody in the chat room asked me, if producers want to send you some music, you know, I don't know how you are in regards to sending you beats and stuff, tracks and everything. What is there, like, information? Where should they get at you in order to, you know, send you some sample stuff?
Tell them send it to mullyman410@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what it is. Make sure you send it there, and make sure you follow him @MullyMan on Twitter. Make sure you support everything that he's doing, because if you don't, I might have to break your back myself, because this is my other brother right here, so don't make me smack you.
All right, you know, y'all don't want that, you know, so support your boy.
Definitely make sure you support him and everything that he's doing. And the last final thing for us is, can you give some kind of advice to the youth that's out there that might be trying to get into business or get in to the music business, what kind of advice would you give them?
First and foremost, be like, understand, you need an understanding of what you're getting into. Like, before you can get into anything, have a real understanding. I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding of what they're getting into, and they think it's going to be some overnight success type of thing happening. Realize that it's really hard work, that if you just in it for the business, you can make money, but I don't know if you don't have love or passion for it, it'll sustain you through the hard times. So know that it's going to be some hard times, because anything that's worth in life is hard to do. And, you know, definitely know that, you know, that's the most important thing, to understand it's hard work. And then from there, you just have to be willing to, nowadays, it's not how it used to be where people just was going and get record deals. Know that you can independently, outside of a major corporation or major machine being behind you, independently work yourself to the point where you could get national distribution, which means you could start your buzz on YouTube and, like, you know, just go hard on that, get thousands of views, and next thing you know, they paying you for your video on YouTube, and people are starting to look at you nationally, and, you know, you walk into a good situation. So it's just like be willing to be diligent and hardworking, and like the smallest things, like posting your YouTubes, putting out your own mixtapes on DatPiff, and I would say and learn the business and really read up on the business, get you everything you need to know about the music industry book. And I can't run down everything, but just make sure you take care of your copyright and your publishing. You understand what BDSing is. You know what I mean? You understand how you work a record, you know, on the radio. And if a radio station tells you no, the alternatives to still getting your record played in the clubs or mixtapes on online radio shows, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, just know the business. That's what I could tell, you know. And, you know, me personally, like, you believe in God. So it's like I just keep the faith that if this is what I'm supposed to do, then it's going to work out. So, you know, if you got faith, that definitely helps you, because that picks you up when, you know, when everything else tries to beat you up and put you down.
And that's the truth, and I definitely agree with that strongly, you know, when it comes to, you know, basically having that faith. Can we get a quick shout-out real quick? This is Mully Man, you know, rocking with Lush Radio Online. Can we get that, Mully?
Oh, man, you already know. It's your boy, Mully Man. Rocking with Lush Radio Online every day, all day, 24/7, intense, Major League in the building. Y'all already know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it is. I appreciate
yep.
you. I like you, Def. I'm definitely going to holler at you on the flip side. Make
yeah.
sure you send me, you know, some of that hotness.
Yeah, I'm going to send that as soon as I get off this line.
Definitely, because I know you tired and everything, because I know you can't stay from the studio, because if you wasn't tired, boy, I had you doing a 16 for me right now.
Man, y'all go. I'm about to send you this joint over, you know what I mean? And next time, hopefully, I'll be in the studio. I'll do it live for y'all. That's my thing.
That's what it is. Yeah. Love you to death. I'm gonna call you on the flip side, man. That's
okay,
I'm gonna get
that sent over to you now, and I'm gonna you should get that in a little bit so you can play it for the people.
Definitely appreciate you to death, man. That's what it is, man. We just had the one only, yeah, boy, Mully Man live in the building, man. B Moore's finest, worldwide, international. He is the epitome of what determination and, you know, staying loyal to your craft means. And we're also going to have Drawzilla live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, my boy Chub Rock has something to tell y'all cats that, you know, when you're in the DMV area, you know, he says that y'all
need
to do
that. Yo, this is your boy Chub Rock. And definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, that's what he said, you know what I'm saying? But we have another caller on the line and stuff. Like I said, we're going to have Drawzilla. Your man is a hot producer. your man that produced for the best of them. He did a hot joint with Percept Michelle. You know, he done work with LL Cool J. He done work with a lot of people, you know, and he's coming through on the show. And originally, you know, he started off as being a cook, but, you know, he followed his calling, and he became a hot producer. So we definitely, you know, salute that. Follow your dream. It's your destiny. Go ahead and pursue it, man, because you never want to say, oh, what if, you know? So I'm going to go to line. I think we got a caller from the 845. Caller from the 845, what it do, 845, was popping. 845 was popping. Okay. We're waiting for callers from the 845. Like I said, man, we're going to have, you know, Drawzilla in the building. And also, shout out to Killer KB in the chat room. And definitely shout out to our guests and everything. And Mully Man was just on the line with us, man. Mully Man was definitely, you know, dropping some jewels for the people, man. I mean, Mully Man is the truth, man. If you don't know who Mully Man is, then you done lost your mind, because that dude is the truth, you know. And definitely shout out to everybody out there that definitely supports, you know, what Mully Man has to offer. And once again, I got to shout out our sponsors, Diverse Media Group, LLC, along with Capital Customs, and also E2K Magazine. Don't forget that Emma of E2K Magazine will be broadcasting live during her first show, E2K on the Spot, talking about different issues and different questions for you. And she's also going to have exclusive interviews, and it's going on each and every Saturday at 8 p.m. So make sure you stay tuned. The first show will be July the 3rd. So make sure you get ready for that. Mondays, you know, we got TDI. He has his variety show. So make sure you check out that whole situation. So it's going down on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to check and see if we got our boy live in the building. Let's go to the line. Also on the Twitter check-in, let me definitely shout out Stop Beefing Radio. Also MicrophoneBully.com. Shout out to Mixmaster Brown. AfriJams.com. They definitely want me to come on there. Shout out to all my Africans, my Nigerians out there. Shout out to Gutter Squad, EB. Shout out to Miss Caramel Ty and all of my beautiful Lush Girls International. Let's go to the first for phone lines and see who we got on the line. Caller from the 845. What it do, baby?
Yo, yo, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you live in the building. What's up, booby?
All right, what's going on? How you?
I'm doing great, man. Is this the one and only Drawzilla in the building?
No doubt, no doubt. I appreciate the love.
What's good with you, baby boy? I'm just, you know, really excited to have you on the line with us, man. Let's give you some love. Yeah. Live in the building on Lush Radio Online. Before we get into it, babe, you want to go ahead and give some shout-outs and everything like that, booby?
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, give a shout-out to, you know, my whole Twitter family, man. I see y'all. They've been very, very supportive over the years. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of people that you know, have been definitely checking out what I've been doing over the, you know, past 4 or 5 years, you know what I mean, and just staying focused on the music, you know what I mean? Shout-out to my family, of course, you know, and Lush Radio, of course, you know?
Yeah, definitely appreciate that, man. Shout out to the whole New York area, all boroughs. You already know what it is. So, talk to me now. I mean, you started off, your full time was being a cook. You know, you was making all these wonderful meals and everything, tantalizing and delectable to the stomach. And then you just decided that God just gave you this movement to go and become the super producer, which you're awesome at doing that. Tell us about that, because I still want to know, do you still got them skills? Because I might want to play.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You know I don't play? I don't play at all. You know what I mean? It's still an effect. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't really cook as much as I used to. Like, you know what I'm saying? I live alone, so, of course, you know, I got to eat. But, you know, because of the music, it's so demanding, man, with, you know, traveling back and forth to different places and, you know, studio. And, you know, we have a website called I Stand and Producers where, you know, with this people are really kind of traveling all over, you know, the country to kind of do something special for the producers. So, you know, we're all over the place. So I don't really get a chance to really focus on the whole cooking thing, but I still love it. You know what I mean? And I'm still cooking, doing music. So, you know, I cook up the beats.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you cooking up them beats, man. And shout out to iStandard Producers because they actually in collaboration with Coast to Coast mixtape
right.
for the Coast to Coast DJs convention, which Lush Radio is one of the media sponsors. So make sure
that's
you check
right.
that out. August 27th to the 29th is
that's
going
right.
down in Miami. So
I'll be there too.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Definitely. Shout out to the whole squad. Shout out to Lil Fast, my little brother. Shout out to you, homie. I mean, you doing your thing out there. You don't work with all the likes of them, man. I mean, I know you said that, you know, God kind of like guided you to, you know, your passion of producing. But what was the main key thing that said, look, this is what I love to do? And when did you first know that you had that talent? When did you know?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, man, you know, I got an old school heart and soul, and you know, from back in the day, listening to LL Cool J and Run DMC, and even back to Kumo D and all these people, man. Like, I just enjoyed the art of hip hop. You know what I mean? I thought it was so different because it's really the only form of music where you can truly express yourself about anything. You know what I'm saying? There's no limits to it. So at the time, to be honest with you, I was kind of going through something. You know what I mean? And really trying to find an outlet of how I could, you know, overcome some of the things. So the first record that I heard was LL Cool J Rock the Bells, where I was like, yo, what is this? Like, I got excited. I got emotional just listening to the tones of the music and listening to LL and everything. So it kind of just brought me into that world a little bit just to find out more about it. You know what I mean? So, you know, over the years, I was still working, and I did some manufacturing jobs and cooking and all this other stuff, but I never really decided to pursue it. I was always kind of, you know, doing it as a hobby. But then, yo, one day, man, to be honest with you, I just got sick of my job. I was like, I don't want to do this no more, man. I gotta focus on something different. You know what I mean? So I slowly kind of went into, you know, what I needed to do to really understand the music industry and to kind of educate myself a little bit to really, you know, kind of indulge into that. Because I feel like that's the most important thing when you get into this business. You know what I mean?
Definitely. And, you know, being a producer, because, you know, you got so many different producers out there in the game. And you got so many situations when it comes to, you know, licensing and, you know, when it comes to publishing and your rights and your royalties. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, a lot of these people, you know, get caught up, some of these young cats in the game, you know, and you were thinking that, you know, a beat maker is a producer. A producer is a person that arranged the music. They see it through from the beginning to end. You know, they know when to punch you in, where you need to be, versus a beat maker is a person that just creates a beat, you know.
Exactly.
They're not
exactly.
Just to the point where, you know, they take it to that level as being a producer and actually being an engineer, you know.
Right.
So
right.
that's, you know, so, you know. I mean, with all those different things, and then you know, like you said, in regards to you having, you know, learning the education of you know, behind the business, because at one point it is majority of it is like 90% of it is the business, you know, all that other
right.
the rest of the business is your talent, you know,
right.
So you have to learn the business. So what do you feel is the hardest adversity being a producer and stuff,
right.
You know, dealing
well,
in this industry?
Well, I mean, the first and foremost thing is really trying to create an income for myself at first. You know what I mean? Like, it took me a good 2.5 years to finally, you know, start really making some money. You got to imagine, like, once I quit my job and decided I'm going to do this full-time, like, a lot of people thought I was an idiot for doing that. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to quit a full-time, you know, job where you got benefits and everything to do music? Are you crazy? You know what I mean? But it was just something in me, man. I was like, you know what? I got to do this. So during the process of really finding out, you know, what I needed to do to kind of like earn, you know, some revenue, I ran into a young lady by the name of Nicole Stanzio over at MTV, and she offered me a blanket licensing deal under Viacom. So basically what I do, you know, to this day, I've had the deal for 3.5 years. What I do is I submit instrumentals to like all of the television networks under Viacom, and then they embed it in all of their television shows. So a lot of the shows you hear, like MTV Cribs and Real World and all that stuff. Some of the older shows, you hear a lot of my music in the background, and that accumulates the dollars with ASCAP. So that was kind of like my first step of really trying to, you know, establish like some type of income, you know what I mean, as a producer. Because, you know, we could run around and say that all we want, but like, how is it benefiting you? You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, you got to feed yourself and you got to feed your family. you know?
Definitely, and that's the truth. And we already know that this industry fluctuates, you know. You got good days, you got bad days, you know.
Definitely.
You might get that love summer check that might last you for 2 to 3 months, and then you got to be like, you know. So,
right.
So you definitely
got
to stay on the up and up when it comes to, you know. So it's definitely some serious stuff going on with the industry. But, I mean, you've managed a way to definitely, you know, eat really good off of the industry. And you work with a lot of people. So, you know, can you mention some of those people that you work with out there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I work with Chrisette Michelle. Chrisette is actually, you know, a friend of mine. Well, we actually found her through a mutual friend, and we actually put her in one of our showcases and kind of linked her up with Shalik Berry over at Def Jam. He was the one that actually gave her a deal. So, you know, during that process, we kind of built a relationship and trying to work out, you know, some small situations where I can work with her. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to work and get a placement on her album, but I reached out to her. I was like, yo, you know, let's do a record. You know what I mean? Let's put it out there to the masses and see what it does. And fortunately enough, man, it worked out. Like, I got over 70,000 views on singersroom.com. If you Google it, the record is everywhere. So it was a good look. Decided to throw Freeway and Tech from Smith & Wesson on it in the intro just to give it more of a hip-hop, you know, sound and feel. And it worked out. Like, it was definitely a good look. So Chrisette, you know, I'm not going to really tell you all of my secrets for the new album coming out, but, you know, I got a lot of people that I work with. Ines, man, the list goes on. Chic Luke, Styles P. Like, there's a lot of people that have definitely showed me a lot of love. You know what I mean? And a lot of it, too, is really just based on relationships with, you know, some of their assistants and their DJs and their managers. You know, that's the most important thing, that to have, like, some type of, you know, foundation when it comes to relationships. You know what I mean? Because you can get a lot done by that.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the truth. How was it working with Chrisette Michelle? Because she's definitely a unique voice. She's definitely a unique talent. How was it working with her?
Yo, it's so interesting because that was the one time that I really had the opportunity to work with an artist. I mean, you know how this business is. You know how the internet is now. Like, you can pretty much work with artists. They can send you vocals, and then the record is done. You know what I mean? You go in the studio and mix it. But Chrisette, I actually worked with her. We booked the studio out in Yonkers. We got in the studio, recorded, and it came out great. Like, she's incredible, man. Like, she just knows her work, man. She is just so, so talented, man. I've been having really worked with somebody as talented like that in a very long time. Like, she just understands melody, understands harmony, and really, you know, gets into the music. And she's very emotional when it comes to, you know, her tones and her, you know, her style. So it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. And it's funny because I really didn't know how everything was going to turn out, because at that particular time, you know, there was so much different things going on. Like, that record was actually supposed to be for her album. But Shalik Berry actually turned it down because at that time she was going in a jazz direction. This was, remember, her first album. So, you know, it was kind of, you know, shaky. I didn't really know what was going to happen with it. But fortunately enough, we was able to mix the record well and put it out there to the masses.
That's the song. That's the song, definitely. And, you know, tell us some of the new projects that you got coming on up that you're working with and some new things you need to look out and watch for.
Okay. Well, the first thing is definitely Zilla's World 3. It's a compilation album that I put together. I actually do one every year, so obviously this is the third edition. And, you know, it's really just a way of really just, you know, making great music, of course, and sending it out to the masses and kind of, you know, showing some of the execs and A&Rs what I'm capable of doing also, because at the end of the day, you know, down the line, I would love to, you know, be able to create an opportunity for a publishing deal. So that's pretty much, you know, with that right now. I put a lot of records out so far, you know, a lot of leaks, but the first single was definitely that Chrisette Michelle joint. And then I got the next single coming out actually next week. And then the album will probably drop somewhere between like July and August. But it's a great compilation album. I got a lot of people on it, up and coming artists that you know, and just, you know, doing what I do. That's it. It's kind of like my detox. Not to compare me and Dre, but it's kind of like that, you know, scenario.
Okay, that's what's up, definitely. We have that song, actually, from Chrisette Michelle.
Okay.
And Chrisette Michelle and We're going to go into that in a quick second, in a few seconds. And also, somebody in the chat room asked me, where did you get Drawzilla from? Where did you get that name from?
Where did I get the name from? Well, it's probably somebody I know asking that question. Man, it's a long story, very long story. But, I mean, to put it short, I kind of flipped the whole scenario and just made it kind of like, you know, I draw a big picture when it comes to making music. You know what I mean? So, you know, it was kind of a play on words a little bit, but, you know, the original name was kind of crazy. So I kind of had to switch it up for a little. I got a lot of friends who are jokesters. They like to joke around and you know, make up nicknames that stick. So I had to get rid of some of the old names and kind of switch it up. So that's it.
Okay, that's what it is. We're going to go into the song right now with Cassette Michelle. And this was actually produced by you, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so we're going to go into this song. You want to introduce this song for the people?
Yes, yes, yes. It's a brand new single off of Zilla's World 3, dropping in the summertime. Cassette Michelle featuring Freeway and Tech of Smith and Wesson. It's called Unconditional.
That's what it is. Let's go. Lush Radio.
Zilla.
Your boy Philly Free, all about the Benjamins. Cash money, yeah, I give dough when I spend it. Came a long way from moving O's into renting. Now I make cheese, travel overseas with your women friends. Yeah, I get it in. When they mention him, they say free. Lost in real life like the videos. Women never tell me no. They always let me in. I'm who they wishing for. Hit my love unconditional. You know how I get it, and you love how I give it. Anything in life you want from me, you can get it. Your tears and your fears go away when I kiss it. One pie turns into two when I whip it. Isn't her V-class diamond shining? All courtesy of rhyming, grinding. Your girlfriend's grinning cause they know what I'm speaking about. Got them all confused cause both our beards sticking out.
I keep giving like there's no tomorrow. Got whatever you need. Said I'm giving my all. A little hurt but I'm turning my cheek. When you blow I still give you all me. I see something in you, it's so deep. And I won't let go until you see it.
Yeah, right there, you know what I'm saying? Cassette Michelle, feature Freeway,
from Weston. You already take us from Weston. You already know what it is, man. Produced by Drawzilla. That joint was definitely hot. I think that was like a different side of Chrisette Michelle. I've never
definitely.
Heard her singing that style, you know. So that's kind of, you know, takes it to a different level with her because I've never ever heard her actually, you know, sound like that. So
yeah,
that's hot.
Yeah. Thank you very much. It was interesting because, you know, like I said at the time, you know, we was looking to really create, you know, some real buzz records for her. And, you know, fortunately enough, it worked out. And I got a lot of views on Singer's Room with basically no promotions. Like, I didn't have a Def Jam Island or any of these companies to kind of, you know, back it and promote it. I had to do a lot of the legwork myself between me and my partner, Jay Hatch, and really go, you know, hard with really promoting the record. So, fortunately enough, it really spread throughout the net, and it's everywhere now. So,
definitely. Tell us about your company with Jay Hatch. Tell us about that whole movement.
Yeah, it's called Inner Circle Music Group. It's a production and promotional company. We've been in business for full time for 5 years now. And basically, you know, it's just very simple. Like, we provide a lot of services to different, you know, artists and producers, you know, to really, you know, get their music exposed as much as possible. That's really on the promotional end. We have Outstanding Publicity where Hatch actually has a huge database where he's able to send records out and do, you know, as much promotions as possible for the artist or the producer. And, of course, we do the showcases, you know, all over the country to get that popping. And the production side of thing is really my department where, you know, I kind of submit, you know, instrumentals or, you know, records to different, you know, independent companies or major companies in order for them to, you know, do what they do. So, you know, a very simple process. You know, I have a home studio in my crib where I'm able to create and do everything, pretty much mix everything. So it's a good look. You know, we're doing very well, you know, with the climate of the industry right now, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And if independent artists are looking to, like, you know, work with you and stuff like that, what are some of the requirements that you guys, you know, ask for?
Well, I mean, the first and foremost thing is the approach, man. Like, I try and tell people all the time, man, like, you know, the only way that you're going to really win in this business is to have relationships. Like I said, man, like, everyone that I've worked with has been, you know, some type of, you know, relationship, you know, here or there. So it's like the approach, man. Like, I get so many people, like, hitting me up on Twitter, yo, send me some beats. And I don't even know who these people are. You know what I mean? Like, introduce yourself first, man. Let us know what your business plan is. Because at the end of the day, it's really not all about money. You know, I'll work with somebody for free, depending on the situation. If it's going to benefit me and if I see that they're definitely on top of their game and they know their business and they want to work with me on situations, then by all means, we could do it. But as far as the promotional end, I mean, basically, like I said, just, you know exactly what you want. You know what I mean? Because we can always work with you. I mean, we have a strong following. I will say that. Like, you know, over the years, you know, Hatch has really, you know, kind of branded himself, you know what I mean, just as an individual to be able to, you know, put himself out there to the world so people can understand what he does. You know, he's not just a host for all the events. He does way more than that. So between him and me, like, you know, we definitely built a lot of great relationships with people. And we're very accessible. You know what I mean? Like, people can hit me on all these social networks, and I will always answer back, you know?
Mhm. Definitely. So definitely make sure that you follow. And since we are talking about social media, put that email and put that you know, Twitter out there and Facebook for the people.
Definitely. Facebook.com/Drawzilla. Twitter.com/Drawzilla. You can actually hit me on the email, imgdrawzilla@gmail.com. You know, that actually goes right to my phone so I can, you know, check it out, see what's going on, you know?
That's what's up. Make sure you support that. And what are some of the, you know, the top things that you think that most of these artists are, like, kind of lacking when it comes to, you know, putting their music out there and just, you know, coming and breaking out?
Yeah. Really branding themselves. Like, you know, everybody jokes and makes fun of Soulja Boy and Roscoe Dash and all these people, but, like, you know, the one thing about that market is the fact that he knows his market. You know what I'm saying? He understands the demographics of the music that he's presenting it to. So, Like, we can be from New York, and we can be from Philly, and we can be from D.C., we can be from all these places, and all we got to do is build a fan base. And a lot of it is online. Like, a lot of people think that, you know, you can do it so many other ways. You can, you know, but it's the online network, because you want people in Wisconsin to know who you are. You know what I mean? You want people to be able to be to relate to your music just based on, you know, your drive and your energy that you put forth. You know what I mean? It's not just about the music. And I try and tell artists this all the time, like when they hit me up talking about, yo, I'm the best. It's like, all right, that's cool. You know what I mean? Because I hear a lot of great artists. There's a lot of great artists in New York City that's grinding right now. You know what I'm saying? But what are you doing to brand yourself, you know, and to build a team? Like, have a real strong team that understands business and who believes in the music just as much as you do and will fight for you. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's the main thing. And a lot of artists basically, like what's really, really lacking is that drive to just do that. You know what I mean? Turn your music into a business now. You know what I mean? It's not just about those 16 bars. It's about now taking that 16 bars, making it a product, and turning it into something. I kind of use the example of, like, having a retail store. You know what I mean? Like, all of us producers and writers, and that's our retail store. You know what I mean? We got product in our store that we have to sell. And if we're not current, you know what I mean, and if we don't understand that we need a staff to really to make that engine run, then it's a waste of time. You know, you might as well just give it up and get a regular 9-to-5, because it's not going to work, you know what I mean? And it's unfortunate that it has to be that real, but I kind of learned the hard way. You know, I was so stuck on doing things the old way and not understanding that, yo, the music business is changing every 6 months, so let me pick up on what's going on. I just sent a tweet out the other day, like, yo, I got to start educating myself a lot more. You know what I mean? By reading a lot more and really understanding, like, what's going on in the business. You know what I mean? Knowing who's where and who got fired and who got rehired and hired. You know what I mean? Like, that's so important in this business.
Yeah, this business is constantly evolving, constantly changing. You know, at one point, you know, you got this strong R&B movement. Then you had the strong hip-hop movement. Then you had the pop mixed with hip hop, and then the R&B mixed with hip hop, and, you know, the pop is hip hop. I mean, it just, it changes so many times, so many people getting fired, so many different things. So you got to stay on the, now you got to see what's going on the blogs, on the Twitters and stuff.
That's right.
So you can be abreast of what's going on so you don't get lost in the sauce, because it's crazy out here.
Right. And you know what, too, though? It's like a gift and a curse, because, in one sense, it's a curse because it's almost like, you know, remember back in the day where, you know, you got a deal because you was nice and you was hot and you was able to bring some, you know, crazy records to the table. Now it's like anybody can get on. But at the same time, if you are hot and you don't have that avenue of getting to the record companies, you can create that yourself. You know what I mean? To set up a YouTube account is free. To set up a Facebook and Twitter is free. All of these things now are free. So take advantage of that. You know what I mean? And put it out there. I got a young 9-year-old girl that's right here in my hood that I'm working with because I know her mom. I've known her mom forever. She got over 2 million views on YouTube, and that's just based on what her mother has done with some of her, you know, family members and team to really get her out there. You know what I mean? It's really just about branding and understanding how important that is.
That's definitely, that's the truth. But, you know, at the same time, you already know that kid market is always a seller. People love the kids.
Oh, definitely.
They definitely love the kids. You know,
oh,
they definitely love the kids. And it seems like that's basically where the market is, you know. You have to be able to be kid-friendly because, you know, they got more persuasion off of their parents to buy the music, you know.
Right.
And then once again, the ladies are the ones that buy majority of the music. I mean, record sales, you know, then gone down, and then, you know, when it comes to this music, they have to be able to open up the market to not just be narrow-minded and be stuck in one area. They have to be able to you know, cross the boundaries, you know, when it comes to the music nowadays. And, you know, some artists, for real, I think they're lazy. And then some artists that they keep telling me, oh, well, you know, conscious rappers. I'm like, oh, you're a conscious rapper, but you don't want to invest in yourself.
Exactly.
You don't want to invest in yourself. You don't want to put the money out there to promote your project. The
right.
people that we so-called say that are garbage, they got the money
right.
to push out stuff, and they go on there and they put the money where their mouth is.
Right.
It don't matter about talent. Once again, like we said, it's 90% business and
that's
the rest
right.
of it
that's
is
right.
whatever the hell talent
but,
you have.
But you know what, too? I think, and you're absolutely right, and I think a lot of that comes from, and we're just looking at the differences between the North market and the South market. You got to remember,
mm-hmm.
in the South, there's no record companies down there. You know what I'm saying? Well, now
yeah.
there is. There's no real, at that particular time, all the record companies was in New York. So the South had to work a lot harder, you know what I'm saying, to
mm-hmm.
get to where they had to go. So that's the reason why they're so relevant and so prevalent right now is because they put in that work. New York is a little lazy because they can, I'll just go right down the street and Def Jam is right there. Atlantic Records is right there. You know what I'm saying? But now the record companies is like, man, these guys down here got more energy, you know what I'm saying, and more motivation than people in New York. So
but
I'd rather deal with them because I know that's going to make a dollar at the end of the day.
Yeah, but also on top of that, and shout out to everybody that's just joining us right now. Shout out to Castro out there, New York area. If you're just joining us right now, we got Drawzilla live in the building, a hot producer, you know, working with our standard producers. You know, he got a whole crazy movement, worked with Chrisette Michelle and LL Cool J, several other mainstream artists, and he live on the line. We're talking about, you know, the industry and things like that. But, you know, also in regards to what you're talking about, there's power in numbers. And from what I've analyzed, there's more power from the South. You got a lot of people from up north going down south and going out there because that's where the industry's putting the money into. Because
right.
even if they're beefing, like even when we had Money Man early on the show, it's the unity. It's the unity
right.
purposes. Even if they beef and they show up to their music video because
right.
they understand unity draws the power, draws the people to open up their bank accounts and give you money. Because
right.
they
right.
have that support. In New York, everybody's mother is a publicist. Everybody's an artist. Nobody's
yeah.
a fan no more.
Exactly.
You know, so
exactly.
it's not like that. But, you know, we trying to get back to that. You
right.
know, but I know we got a caller on the line. Caller, you got a question for Drawzilla. State your name and where you calling from. I know you calling from the New York, New area, but tell us what borough you from and your name, 646, was goody.
Hello, Drawzilla. Hello, Drawz.
Yo.
What up? This is Steph Nasty from B-Bangers.
Steph Nasty, what's good? Steph Nasty won Producer of the Year at the UMAs last year, man. That's my dude. What's going on, Steph?
Man, forget about me. You won Emerging Producer in 08. How about that?
No doubt. No doubt. What's happening?
Yo, that's what's up.
I wanted to call and show support, you know what I'm saying, for the big homie. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate what he does. He's always been like a mentor to me, and you know what I'm saying? He's shared a lot of great information. And, you know, I'm just supporting his movement by giving the call, let people know that he's someone you need to check out and listen to.
Right. I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. Word
yeah.
up.
That's what's up. Truly appreciate you. And I've heard a lot of good things about the Beat Bangers also.
I was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you was on the show. You was on the show not too long ago on the show with us.
Tell them about the single too, man, the Beamer Benz and Bentley joint.
Man, forget about my single, man. You got a project coming out.
No doubt.
Forget about me. This is about Drawzilla, man. This is about Inner Circle right now. I'm a fan right now. That's it.
No doubt.
Yeah. Definitely. Shout out to you because he did come on the show not too long ago and we did play that Beamer Benz and Bentley remix that he had.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely been a hot one. So we definitely support that.
I was gonna say, you know what I think is important too, man, like producers need to really get together too. You know what I'm saying? Like we
right.
actually possibly are gonna have a project coming out with me, Seb, the producer, Music Maestro and Buddha the Future, like and Grants
oh.
too. Like it's about that unity, man. Like New York needs
yeah.
to start understanding that we need to start coming together, man. And it's gonna take some time. Like it's not something that's gonna happen overnight. But, like, me building with Steph and building with Buddha and all these people, like, it's important, man, because, again, like, it's only going to create, you know, better opportunities for all of us. You know what I mean?
Right.
Definitely. Shout out to Buddha the Future, man. He definitely doing this one, too. He done dealt with a lot of majors, too, man. Tell him stop faking, right, man. He need to come through on Lush Radio. Stop
No doubt. He actually got a new placement on the new Lloyd Banks album, too.
Yeah, definitely. Shout out to him. I know he a busy man. And y'all need to work with Vinny Idol, too, man. Y'all need to get Vinny Idol up in that joint, man.
Let's do that.
No doubt.
I want to say real quick, you know, Draws and his partner, Jay Hatch, like, they opened a lot of doors for me, you know what I'm saying? Like, to get to the point now where I'm popular enough to put out records and do moderately successful, like, they gave me a platform by letting me, you know, judge the iStandard showcases, even Faces in the Crowd when they're still doing that. Like, they gave me a lot of exposure a few years ago before I had as much momentum as I have now. So, like, they helped shop my records and co-manage me for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were always very supportive, and I really respect them for just they helped a lot of people's careers out. Like, I don't think people realize, you know, the background on Jay Hatch and Drawzilla and the Inner Circle movement and the Faces in the Crowd and iStandard, and just they do a lot of great things, man, for the community. They do a lot of great things for the community as far as, like, the hip-hop community, for the music community in general. And they give a lot of people their start, and they nurture, you know, they've nurtured a lot of people coming up. So much respect, to, you know what I'm saying, and salute to them, man, because they do great things. Like, the iStandard showcase and Faces in the Crowd alone has given so many people an opportunity where there wouldn't be one, you know?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't know, but Faces in the Crowd, we actually found cassette. We did that. Like, a lot of people think it's something different, but, like, we really, like, found her. You know what I mean? It was amazing how it all happened, because originally she wasn't even supposed to be in the showcase. You know what I mean? But we listened to the audition CD at the particular time, and we was excited. We was like, what? You know, we got to put her in the show, man. And then she won the show that night, you know? So it was a great look.
Definitely. And also, you know, since we did just talk about community, since you just mentioned something about community, what are some of the community-based, you know, organizations or things that you're getting involved with for the community and stuff like that to give back?
Well, as far as that, I mean, you know, we haven't really, you know, went all out as of yet to really do that. Like, you know, the business is definitely building right now. Like, we kind of, you know, have gotten to a point where, you know, we're really comfortable with certain things, and we know eventually we're going to branch out and do a lot more other things. So, I mean, that's definitely going to happen. There's no question about that. I'm a very strong believer and supporter in that all day long. And there's certain things that I personally would like to do, you know what I'm saying, with, you know, some of the kids and it really as far as, like, you know, learning studios and learning mixing, you know, those type of things, and eventually we're definitely going to branch off and do that, but, yeah.
That's what's up. Well, I also have an organization called Street Queens, the Movement, and we do a lot of stuff, like, in New York area and in the DMV area to give back to the community, and we're actually working on something to try to, like, give kids that, you know, don't have school supplies and stuff like that, to do that and give them a giveaway. So, you know, we always ask artists if they, you know, want to get involved in something, if they're not, you know what I'm saying, if they want to contribute with that situation.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So definitely that's what we got going on. But the last thing that I really want to ask, what's the most monumental you know, situation for you just being in the industry? Like, what was your most monumental, you know, moment?
Wow. I mean, a lot of them, man, to be very, very honest with you. Like, you know, I celebrate the small successes. You know what I mean? Like, there really isn't, you know, of course there's a lot of great moments, but I just appreciate everything. You know what I mean? For the simple fact of me being able to do music full time, like, you know, that's one thing in itself. Like, that's one of my biggest fears, that to actually have to go back to work. You know what I mean? That's the reason why I work so hard every single day, man. Wake up, I look at my calendar, I look at my, you know, what my, you know, to-do list, and I figure out what I need to do to make a dollar for the day. But, I mean, little things like, you know, I judged 106 in Park. I actually got that through Nina B's manager, Amber. She actually hooked me up with that. I judged the Freestyle Friday back in, like, 2006. So that was a great moment. You know, I got to meet Cat Williams and and Jim Jones and all them people. So it was a great experience. But I mean, just making a lot of great music, man. Just working with AG and OC and Sadat X, like all those people, man, are my mentors, man. And I love being in the studio with them. I love communicating with them and just getting some insight on the business. You know, Showbiz from Show and AG gave me an opportunity to get 3 tracks placed on the last DITC album. I mean, he sat with me and listened to every one of my tracks, man. And that was the first time that I really appreciated, like, you know, who he was, because, you know, he didn't have to do that. You know what I mean? He could have just, email me the tracks. But he was like, nah, come down to the studio. We're going to sit for a few hours, get some dinner, and really listen. You know, I want to listen to what you got going on. You know what I mean? And he feedback on everything, like some things he liked, some things he didn't like. I'm going to use this. I'm not going to use this. Like, it was feedback, and that's what I really appreciated. So there's a lot of great moments, man.
Well, that's great, and I'm really proud of everything that you got going on and that you're doing and the things that you are doing to, help other people's lives in the music industry. And we just wish you a lot of success on everything that you're doing. And we definitely want to look out for that new album that's coming out, that compilation with Chrisette Michelle. I definitely think that's a whole different, look for Chrisette, than what we're used to seeing. And I actually like it, So
thank you. I really appreciate it.
And I just wanted to say, if possible, we can get a quick little shout out. This is Jarzilla rocking with Lush Radio Online. If we can get that real quick.
Well, Stephanie, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Yeah, it's your boy Drawzilla rocking with Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is, man. Let's go.
That's what it is. I'm going to call you the one-take wonder.
No doubt. Y'all got to give a big shout-out to my peoples, man. Noriega, Capone, Glacius DeVille, Iman Thug. We got some surprises coming real soon, man. Be on the lookout for that.
That's what it is. We definitely appreciate you. Support you. Make sure you follow Jarzilla on the Twitter. Follow him and support everything that he got going on. And hopefully this isn't the last time. And hopefully when we do our Lush Radio mixtape, hopefully we can get you on, to throw some of them hot beats on it or do a contest to see who can rock one of the, the hottest beats that you got out there, man, and see what's popping.
I'm with it, man. Like I said, I'm very accessible, man, so hit me whenever, man. Whatever you need, holler at me, and I really appreciate it, man. And one thing about, the whole producer thing is that we need exposure just as much as the artists nowadays. You know what I mean? So, all the interviews, and I need all of that. So I really appreciate it.
It's all good, man. We support you. We support the producers because you guys are behind the creation of all of this wonderful music. If we don't mention you guys or let it be known, then, what is the point,
No doubt. Well, I mean, it's about time to take that stand. And eventually, I'm going to be kind of representing some writers also, because I believe the songwriter is definitely needs a lot more credit than what they've been getting. It's a shame. You know what I mean? But I got a lot of great writers out there, man. Shout out to all my songwriters, man. I appreciate every last one of y'all, man, because y'all make the producers who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. The songwriters, that you have to have that marriage that, with the songwriter and the producer in order for it to work, and then the artist.
Right.
I think that the artist is just the topping on the whole entire project. But it's that merge between the producer and the songwriter to create that masterpiece, and then it's for delivery of the artist to bring it to the world,
That's right, because the songwriter is another instrument. All those melodies that writers are bringing to the table, that's the added instrument to the record. So most definitely.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times nowadays, like, you won't, especially with R&B and pop, you're not going to really get too many records placed without a full song. You know what I mean? Unless, they have writers on deck. But, like, the A&R's want to hear full songs. So.
Yeah, definitely. The A&R's do want to figure. But you know what? The sad part about it is some of these artists don't know what the hell a real song is.
No, you're
like,
right.
I mean, some of these songs cut off really fast, and you like, dang, I was just about to get into it, and what happened?
Nah,
like, what the hell is... Why are you sending me something that you say is a song and it cut off in like a couple of seconds while I'm just about to get into it? Don't make sense. I don't understand. They must not be working with a producer, because a producer would tell them, you know, exactly when it cuts off. Like, you don't just cut off a song like that. What are you doing? You giving me a sampler? What are you giving me a sampler for?
Well, a lot of times they are, but I mean, I see your point about, like, as far as like the quality of what people are presenting nowadays. Like, it's not where it should be, man. Like, you know, we're bigger than that. We're smarter than that. The consumer is smarter than that, and we go through a lot. Like, as a consumer, we go through a lot. Like, on an everyday basis, like, you got to touch us so that we can feel like we can relate to all of these records. You know what I mean? That's what it's really about. That's the reason why I love Alicia Keys and people like that, because they're bringing real, you know, lyrics to the table, and they're bringing that quality music. And no disrespect to a lot of the other records. Like, I love everything that's out there, but, you know, there's just certain joints that really stand out, you know?
Definitely. Definitely salute to everybody that's in the music industry, the ones that are going hard and doing their thing. Salute to Molly Man. Salute to you. I'm going to definitely call you on the flip side. I appreciate you. I would hope that everything
Thanks.
That you want to come to pass comes to pass for you, man, and just keep doing what you're doing, man, and don't stop, man. And all I'm saying is, when I come to New York, I just want my plate. That's all I got to say.
I got you. All day. Just let me know what you want on the menu, and it's there.
All right, that's what it is. I get a custom menu too. Ooh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. Right.
That's what it is, man. Definitely support you, man. Support Drawzilla, man. Support everything he got going on. We got to support one another. If we ain't working together, we're not working at all, man. This
right.
is a movement. Lush Radio Online, man. We are the people's voice, man. We support people with no voice, or commercial radio, or any of these local radio stations aren't trying to support. We're supporting them. Why? Because we're the people. The people make
right.
you. Don't forget about the people, and don't forget about the streets. So we cater to the whole entire world. Those little people out there, we love y'all here on Lush Radio Online. If they don't say that they love you, we love you. And make sure you log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Hit on the tab, listen to Lush Radio Live, and log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online. Tomorrow it goes down. You know, we're going to have Papa Wu live in the building. You know, he always dropping his jewels and his knowledge. You know, I love him to death. He's going to be live in the building with us on Lush Radio Online, so check for that. 6 o'clock on the dot. You know, the call, the number is 347-826-7722. And I just want to thank all our listeners and all our supporters on Lush Radio Online. If you didn't check the show today, it will be archived. So make sure you check it, leave comments and everything like that. So we love y'all. Mwah. Lush Radio Online. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people, you know. So I love you to death, and, you know, I got to take y'all back just because I like this song and just because I ain't heard it in a minute, you know. Digimo Planet, I'm cool like that, I'm black like that. Like, Ladybug, where you at? You need to be on the show, holla at your girl. That's Radio Online, we out, pimpin'.
baddest hip-hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. She frequents deep, batter joints called underground. Our funk zooms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, Boogie had to change. Who creeps the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimension? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When Butterfly rocks the light, we sway boomers. What by the cut? We push it off the corner. How was the buzz the entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since we started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The Cuba of the styles like Miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool, I'm cool.
Queen feed a chocolate, chaps to my rap. She innovates after sweet a cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan, then a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug first. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and eye. Gets to change his mind, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just flip, let borders get loose. How to consume all the beaches like you. If it's the shit, we'll lift it off the plastic. The bass will go spastic, hip hop is a classic. Pimp player shop, it don't matter, I'm fatter. Ask Butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. I'm chill like that, I'm chill like that. Chill like that, chill.
I got crew, kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bets a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks a tape on the Crooklyn 9 pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find a bug in a box with Dave. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace like that.
Check it out, man, I groove like that, I'm smooth like that, I jive like that, I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that, I stack like that, I'm down like that, I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that, I'm fat like that, I'm in like that, cause I swing like that.
We jazz like that, we freak like that, we zoom like that, we out, we out, we out.